And I.
Now, more Carl DeMasi with Melissa Makos, WSEG.
Good morning, Savannah and the Lode Country. That's right. We're ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm here with my co-host, Melissa Makos. It's the coach in Makos. And
we're a little stressed.
We're a little stressed because, you know, we have a little technical difficulties. But we're live back on the air, so we've already missed the introduction. So we're going right to our first guest. And like I say every Saturday, we will start now with Fitness First. We're going to take a story about a person whose life is involved in fitness and has changed their life, has helped their life, has helped them battle cancer. But, you know, when you need a life coach, you need someone that's into personal training. This lady is well known around the Savannah area. She's been doing it for a long time. And it's Fitness First with Melissa Makos, or Makos, and life coach, personal trainer, Jody Luther. She's joining us now live on the ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline, Jody Luther. Jody, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. How are y'all?
I'm doing good, and I mean, this my co-host here is waiting to talk to you. She wants to do this part. I mean, it's a big part of the show now, and what other better way than talk to have someone that knows it very well? Melissa Makos and Jody Luther.
Yes.
Take it away, Melissa.
Jody, I love you. Thank you so much for, I'd say waking up early, but I know you get up early with me every morning at about 4:30 to hit the gym and do what you do. For our guests, for our listeners that may not know, talk a little bit about how you got involved in the fitness industry and where your fitness journey began.
Well, Melissa, as you know, I was born and raised in the Midwest. And with that, you know, I was a hockey cheerleader and did outdoor winter sports. When I went to college in the South, I had to transition, you know, my athletic hobbies and sports and such. And, you know, it was right before the fitness industry actually was a fitness industry. And when I went to school, we actually started lifting weights and we started running and doing all those things that are now very popular. But it was back in 1983 before, you know, anyone actually did work out, if you will.
Yeah. You like you said, you've been in the fitness industry for a while and you've done some pretty amazing things. You know, I wanted to talk to you about being in a Will Smith video and being an American Gladiator. But what really stands out for me and for this community is your work with our military. You've done the PT test. You've worked with our veterans. Talk about that experience and what that means to you and what that means for our veterans.
Sure. Well, you know, as we all know, the military is ever present in this community. And, you know, I felt like it was important to not only work with them and give them advice, you know, free advice that a lot of the wives that are here when men deploy, you know, it's a very stressful time. So, you know, I've done a lot of seminars and, you know, just helpful tips and just to keep them healthy, both with their minds as well as with their bodies, because it is so stressful when, you know, you endure deployments of your loved ones.
Yeah, you, just for our listeners that may not know, you are a life coach, you are a personal trainer, you give back to our community, you're an ambassador for local fitness, you've done the kids rock and roll, you yourself have done everything and anything when it comes to fitness, from fitness shows to marathons to you name it, you've done it. Just tell us a little bit about your background and what it is to be a life coach and a fitness coach.
Well, I think it's important if you're walking the walk, you need to basically go out there yourself and, you know, live. I always say you have to live life out of your comfort zone so that when you're actually trying to help somebody else, you know, embark on, you know, getting into fitness or just any kind of a healthy lifestyle habit change, you have to be able to laugh at yourself and express to them that, you know, maybe I've gone through that too. You know, whether it's getting on stage in clear plastic, you know, clear heels in a bathing suit for a fitness competition, or if you're, you know, running 26.2 miles and, you know, it's mental. It's also, you've got to laugh at yourself and feel like it's okay, you know, not to be first. But, you know, if you don't show up and attempt these things, then you'll have regret.
What type of classes do you teach?
Currently, I teach kickboxing, jump rope, weightlifting classes, any kind of like HIIT or high intensity training, which is the interval classes, or boot camp, that sort of thing. So, and then of course, nutritional things, nutritional classes, and advice like that.
And I remember when I first met you, it was in a spin class, and I had to crawl out of that spin class. A lot of people that know you, that see you, that don't know what you do, it can be intimidating. It can be intimidating. But what advice would you give someone who might be a little nervous or hesitant to start their own fitness journey?
Well, daily I see people either, you know, people recognize me from doing the fitness column. For years I did that fitness column in the newspaper here locally, or people that will just recognize me just from being, you know, in the gym, or, you know, if I've got my fitness, you know, T-shirt on that says that I work at the YMCA. But people will always ask, well, what do I do for this? What do I do for that? Even my son's bus driver will ask questions. And I tell everybody the same thing. Just start somewhere. You know, make small changes so that they're attainable goals and you feel good about yourself. You know, anybody that thinks they're going to change everything overnight, and they're setting themselves up for failure. So just try, you know, try little things that, and, you know, it will accumulate into large changes. You know, like if you're saving money in a bank account, you save little at a time. Same thing with your fitness. You one thing at a time you change, and it will.
I know Carl is listening intently to what you're saying, because I'm trying to get him on his fitness journey. So I know he's trying to heed some of this advice from you.
Well, once again, it's the Coach and Makos. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, Fitness First with Makos, and her special guest today is Jody Luther. Your column is still in the Savannah Morning News, isn't it?
No, actually, they retired it after 7 years, but it's ironic when I'll be out and about and people will say, why do I know you? Where do you look so familiar from? And it's really kind of neat, because the column was really great for people that maybe couldn't afford a personal trainer or couldn't afford a gym membership. And it just gave them the basics of things that they could do at their house, you know, outside. So it was really a really neat thing for the community. But, you know, just like this show, obviously, people have questions. It's nice that you bring on, you know, guests that have different fitness experiences and journeys, you know.
Well, you know, it's something special. Being a health physical education teacher for 31 years now, and, I mean, I've been a sports fanatic my whole life. And I remember your article in your column and I haven't seen it lately. And now I know why. And when Melissa said, you know, we got Jody Luther coming on, I said, this lady knows her stuff. And I'm sad to hear that it's not there, because it's something special. I would read your article, and, you know, everybody's saying, well, Coach, you're just into football. But no, I'm into fitness. I'm into life. And the stories and what you guys do, trainers, personal trainers, life coaches, is something special. And people need to know about this. Hey, anytime you want to hook up with Melissa and I and come on here and give us some tidbits or give the public tidbits, I'd love to have you on, because people don't know what they're – people need to know this.
Yeah, and if you want to hook up with Jody, where can people get in touch with you? I know you've got a website. You're at the Y all the time. If people want to get in touch with you and seek your services, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they could contact me through Facebook. You know, that's always an easy way to ask a question. They could personal inbox me there, or through the YMCA at the Islands branch, which is the easiest route. You know, it's kind of funny, because when I started on my fitness journey, there wasn't even an industry. And ironically, you know, now people use exercise resistance bands, they use weights, they use kettlebells, they use all these things. We actually started with office supply rubber bands, believe it or not, resistance bands.
Hey, I'm old enough, I remember those days.
it's so crazy to me right now that, you know, when people say, have you tried this new thing? I'm like, no, that's not new.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've been doing this since you're 17 years old, and I'm not asking your age, because you are in great shape. And if you told my age, I would say you're not older than anything like 25. I mean,
my birthday's tomorrow, so I'm still kicking. That's all I got.
I say that every morning I wake up, but you do a great job. And I'm glad that Melissa got you on. And people need to go to your Facebook, Jody Luther. You got to see this. Go to the Islands YMCA. You want someone that's going to help you physically and mentally? This lady can do it.
Yes. Jody, you are awesome. You and I, you know, we could talk forever, and I could promote everything that you do just from myself. I can throw up my pictures.
Well, we got to post this on our Facebook page. It's the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, my personal page, your personal page, Melissa Makos. I mean, that people need to know that we got people out there that really want to help people, and they'll get you back to where you want to be.
You know, I'm going to post those pictures that you and I took 5 years ago.
Yep. No, it's not about the making money. It's about, you know, you feeling good about helping people and hoping that then they can help people along. You know, when Melissa and I started working together, I knew, you know, at some point along the way it was rocky, because I was like, you have to trust me on this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had some breakdowns there, you know, trying to change bad habits. And, you know, as long as you have faith and trust in the coach that you're with, you know, they'll walk the journey with you. You know, and it's not easy all the time to make those changes. And look at now, Melissa actually is a life coach and a fitness trainer herself, which is great. You know, she's inspiring others. So that always makes me happy.
I learned from the best. Jody, you are awesome. I know you've got a lot going on this weekend. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. And I know I'm going to be seeing you later on the island somewhere. We can go for a jog or something.
Absolutely. And like I say, if you have specific questions that come about that you want me to come back and answer for people, that would be great. You know, with the holidays coming, everybody's getting stressed out. And I just say, you know, relax, enjoy the holidays, try to minimize your, you know, festivities and just realize that every day, you know, just do one little healthy thing and it'll help.
That's some really good advice, and I need that advice. Jody, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on, Jody. It's finally nice to hear your voice. I got to come over there and meet you because I read that article religiously, your column, but I guess that's why I haven't been reading it because it hasn't been there.
Yeah.
So, I appreciate it. Great job, and keep up the great work, and keep on helping people. You're doing a great job.
Jody, thank you so much. Have a great Saturday.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Okay, have a good day.
I mean, what more can you say? I've been in this industry for a long time. Yeah, I know I'm out of shape. I'm overweight. I'm old, and I don't think I'm old, but I know my body's old. But this is the type of person you got to go check out the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. You'll see a picture of Jody. You can go to a Facebook page. You can go to Melissa's. I mean, it's phenomenal what these life coaches, and she's not just going to talk to you.
No,
she also can help you physically too.
You know, and Jody doesn't do it, like she said, for the money. You know, that's her career. That's her job. But when I first met Jody, the first thing she said to me was, you have to trust me. I had 30 some odd years of just bad habits. And keep in mind, I was a Division I athlete. I played sports. I thought I knew what it took to be in shape. And, you know, I hit 30 and it was all of a sudden, I'm like, why can't I lose weight? Why can't I, what's wrong with me? And I put on a ton of weight, Carl, and I was depressed. I was literally depressed. And I met Jody and, you know, she told me trust the process. And after about 3 months, I went to her crying and she sat me down and she said, do you trust me? I said, I sure do. She said, keep going. It's not going to happen in a week. It's not going to happen in a month. And literally about maybe 6 months later, 6 months, Carl, 6 months, I started to see results. And it was all about my eating habits, really.
But, you know, that's what you just said. It's habits. Mm-hmm. It's habits. I have a very good friend, a doctor, Marshall. Bruce Marshall. He's a great guy. He's an emergency room doctor. He used to come in and talk to my driver's education classes. And he told these kids, you do something over 11 times, 11 times, and that's it. It's all it's got to be 11 times, it becomes a habit.
Yes, yeah.
And then it takes you forever to break it.
That's right. Well, and I go 21 days for something to become a habit. And like I said, you know, everyone's looking for these quick fixes, and it doesn't happen. It's if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Yep.
And, you know, with someone like Jody, you have to trust the process, and she's not going to give you a quick fix, and she's going to give you some tough love. And if you truly want to get in shape and you truly want to get your life where you want your life to be, Jody's the woman to do it. And like I said, over this, I met my best friend. I met somebody who's a sister to me. She's family to me. I don't have family down here, and she is my family. And I love her with all my heart. And I'm just thankful that she came on. Birthday's tomorrow. You know, she's forever 21 in my eyes. And, you know, if you see this woman, just
she looks,
you know,
like she's 21.
Yeah, she sure does. She's amazing. And her family's amazing. Military family. Her son goes to I could go on and on and on.
All right. Well, you know, we could talk about this for hours. It's not just about the local scores, the local sports, and the teams. We could talk about fitness, too. I got to thank my sponsor, which I should have did in the first segment, but we had technical difficulties. But remember, Coach's Corner is one of Savannah's most well-known and beloved places for watching the game, hearing live music, and digging into some of that handcrafted restaurant food. There are TVs everywhere. There's an expansive outdoor seating area, numerous adult beverages options. Even for kids, there's beverage options. Due to the comprehensive sports schedule, expected lively times most of the days, most of the week, but you can count on prompt service regardless of the crowd at Coach's Corner. Remember, it's Savannah's best-known sports bar, sports restaurant, and remember, it's all sports all the time. All right, we're out of here. We'll come back with our next guest. He's on his way. We're going to talk a little high school basketball boys preview with Travis Jordan. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. It's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton-Head. Cody, take us away.
to Carl DeMasi, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And welcome back to the Coach of Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right on your radio at ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. We're also streaming live at ESPNCoastal.com. You also can listen to us on your smartphone on the ESPN new ESPN mobile app. Download it, go to the headphones, go to Savannah Hilton Head. Also in on TuneIn Radio. That's right, TuneIn Radio at WSEG. Well, we got a little problem coming into the show, so we want to go over a little stuff before our next guest is coming in. Travis Jordan is going to talk about the high school basketball season coming up. We had a lot of things going on last night as far as honoring our former high school players and a lot of football games. Josh Reddick was honored at South Effingham High School yesterday afternoon after school in a school-wide assembly. That's got to be pretty special, coming home to your school. You win a world championship ring, and you get to come home to the Mustangs, to the corral, and talking to those kids. That had to be a great assembly after school. And I love assemblies at the end of school because the kids are really into it, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, and why not? I mean, you've got a World Series champ in your hometown, in your home state. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty unbelievable. And Josh Reddick's a good guy, and we're going to try to get him. Come on, the coach in Makos.
Yeah, I'm going to dial his digits, see if he'll come make a guest appearance.
Dial his digits. Tells you how old I am. Okay, and we got to talk about volleyball. We had some state honors for the local coach and players. The Georgia Volleyball Coach Association just announced it's all state teams with several local players earning honors. And, of course, Calvary Day School head coach, volleyball coach, three-time state champion Hannah Hunter being the coach of the year for the class for Class A. Then you had Sarah Daniels and Basha, I'm going to mess this up, Perigine earned first team honors in Class A along with Sam Zitrau of Savannah Christian. And in 2A, St. Vincent's had three players earn first team honors, Dylan Herb, Lizzie Horn, and Jessica Schwartz. And we talked about I'll give you the scoreboard last night from high school football. Memorial Day School 21, Robert Toombs Christian Academy 0, Memorial Day School 6 straight title. In Class A, Country Day goes up to Mount Pisgah. Adam Bick, they're riding that big bus. This kid rushed for over 300 yards last night.
That's it?
For Country Day. That's unbelievable.
That's ridiculous.
He had a touchdown. Hey, it's an upset. And I call this team the little engine that could. I mean, this team gets no respect. And, hey, they're into the Elite 8.
Those are Xbox numbers.
Yes, he's into the Elite 8. 300 yards rushing. Then, of course, Calvary Day School goes up to Wesleyan. Down 10-0. They come back and win 17-10. But I heard there's a little injury with the starting quarterback now. And you got to hope Thomas Carver comes back from it. So we'll see what happens. They go to the number one team in the Class A tournament, Eagles Landing Christian, who beat Savannah Christian 54-0. And, of course, Jenkins High School wins their first, I guess you would say, quarterfinal game. No, it's not quarterfinal game, but it's they have two wins in the state playoffs, which is the first time in school history. They beat Cook County last night, 35-34. Cook County scores a touchdown. The coach goes for two.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Jenkins
yeah.
stops him.
Yeah, I used to cover Cook when I was living in Tallahassee. So go Jenkins.
It makes no sense to me. Kick the extra point. Go to overtime. Give your kids a chance to win. I don't care. We're on the road, so we're going for two. It's the state playoffs. It's crazy.
I you know, he would have been a hero if they got the 2 points, but I guess that's coaching. I'm not a football coach, so I will leave that to the experts.
Well, we'll talk about that later on in the second hour. Now that we got everything running right, all the kinks and all the bugs are out, so you can stay right here. I'll share a microphone with
all
him.
Right.
And now, joining us in studio, this man does a lot for the Savannah Morning News. He was my partner, one of the team on our WSAV Tuesday Night Blitz show, and he's got a great preview of the boys' basketball. He's going to come up back with a girls' preview, right? Okay, and he's joining us live in studio, and that's Travis Jordan. Travis, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Melissa. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing good. We're going to share the mic. Just hold it up and share the mic. And I mean, it's basketball season, but hey, you've been covering football all year long for the Savannah Morning News, for WSAV, our Tuesday Night Blitz. You got to love last night. Four of the teams going. Our team wins another state championship. That's their sixth. So give me your quick opinion about football.
Yeah, last night was awesome because it's been a while since we've had that many teams play in the second round, and to have that many teams win in the second round was something special for this area, I think. Teams like Country Day and Jenkins that I haven't done it in a long time. got the monkey off their back, so to speak.
I'm going to let you blow up your alma mater. I love Savannah Country Day. Since I've been here, that program's always been a program that nobody gives a chance to do it. And, you know, we could talk about, John Mesh when he was back there and those teams excelled. I mean, it was pretty special. And last night, had a big 300 yards. And, you know, he thought he was funny. He was our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic athlete when you had to make a little family trip to Atlanta. And I call him the bus. He's like Jerome Bettis. Just give him the ball. This kid ran for 300 yards. It's amazing. I think he carried the ball 54 times again.
That's, again, Xbox numbers. 300 yards. 100 yards is a good game. That kid played an outstanding game.
All right. Well, we brought you in because I'm going to post Travis's article on the Prep Sports Report. So make sure you check it out. I'll post it on my Prep Sports Report. Oh, sorry. The Carl DeMasi blog. So, well, here we go. Tell us about this year's high school season and what you came up with.
Yeah, so we did a preview of the Savannah area high school basketball, which in this area predicates around the 3A region.
Well, Savannah is basketball, not football.
Right. So we have Johnson and Jenkins at the top this year. They're ranked 2 and 6 in the preseason in 3A. For my money, it's those two teams and everyone else, but I think one of the real questions of the year coming into the season is who's the third wheel? Who's the third party? Carl, it was your Islands team last year that kind of crashed the party for the name brands. This year, I think it could be Windsor Forest. Jenkins has a lot of transfers. They have 4 transfers, all of them experienced, but not necessarily experienced with Bakari Bryant and the Warriors. Johnson has a lot coming back, including Amanze Numezi, who's the Jenkins UGA commit. And then after that, we have Beach and Savannah High, Island, Southeast Bullock, and Groves. There's a lot of questions coming into the year, but a lot of good players around this area, as you know, as per usual.
You're talking about a coach who has to play in this region. I love playing in this region. Melissa, this is so much fun. You got to put a product on the floor to compete with these guys. That's a measuring stick. Yes, last year, the year before, we surprised people at Islands High School. They know we can play basketball now. It's going to be interesting, but you can't count out Beach. You can't count out Windsor Forest. Windsor Forest is probably the third team that everybody's looking at. Groves is always competitive. Southeast Bullock coming in from Statesboro. It's a great region.
Yeah, I'm impressed. You know, I'm excited that you got Beach number 4. Yeah. You know, I teach a lot of these kids, and I know Colonel Hagray as a coach, and he's really working to build a program off of what they've had, you know, since Russell Ellington.
Right.
And
right.
So I can't wait to see what Beach comes to the table with. But it is a really exciting region. It's some good basketball.
Don't forget about Coach Jermaine too. He did.
He sure did. He was only there for a short period of time, and he did a really good job.
What's interesting about Beach this year is that you talked about Russell Ellington, 1967. This is the anniversary of that team. So, you know, that was a big deal back then, and it still is, or still should be, at least.
That's the name of the gym, too. I mean, they named it after Ellington, so.
I mean, great guy, great coach. Everybody knew about him. Okay, we got to go to a break here, but we'll come back with Travis Giordano. We'll go into the other schools outside Region 3A. We got Woodville, Tompkins, New Hampstead. He wants to jump into the private schools. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Just listen at ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. Cody, take us away.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. I mean, that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach in Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to game number 2, or as I like to say, I do say game number 2, or hour number 2 of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Now, it's the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. We're streaming live on ESPNCoastal.com. We're on your smartphone on the new ESPN mobile app. Also, tune in radio, WSEG. We're all over the place, and I'm proud to say, love having this lady co-host now, bubbly, smiling, always got something going on, and she knows her sports because she is a former TV personality from WTOC. She was the weekday sports reporter, and of course, she did her own show on the weekends. Also, she did shows with Tim Geiter. She did the football show, and now it's called The End Zone. What was it called?
Fabulous Football Friday.
So, you want to talk about a lady who has a lot of experience with sports. She also was a former college softball player at Boston College, not the University
of Boston. Yes, Boston College.
Boston College. I can't say the University of Boston because they get into fights about that, don't you?
I don't fight. I'm a lover, not a hater.
So anyway, hey, the first hour got the kinks out of this out of the way. Cody's got it straight now. Hey, let's start it off. Your former employee, employer.
Employer, yes.
You were the employee at Memorial, Memorial Day School wins their sixth GISA championship last night at Mercer University. They beat Robert Toombs Christian Academy 21-0. They come back from losing to them early on in October, 35-21. Six out of the last 9 years. They get the bling.
You cannot say enough about the Blue Thunder. Coach Mark Sussman. Well, I mean, he might
he
as well be a coach as well.
Right.
Because he's the athletic director, and he's done an amazing job with that athletic program, bringing Michael Thompson back, the former Memorial Day School student athlete. Not only, Carl, did the Blue Thunder win the state championship, they did it in style by pitching a shutout, 21-0. I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's Pee Wee football. I don't care if it's Little League. I don't care. I don't care if it's college, pro, CFL, NFL, whatever. A shutout in a state championship game is so impressive. That just means that their defense stepped up. And my daddy always used to say, offense wins games, defense wins championships. Congrats go out to the Blue Thunder. So impressive. What can you say?
And they held Robert Toombs Christian Academy to 165 total yards. Like Melissa just said, when you pitch a shutout, you've done something special. Game number two, which is our number two. Next up, about 10:15, about 10:17, we're going to have our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This young lady last Friday night just signed a softball scholarship.
Listen, she can play baseball too.
I can imagine.
You know, nothing wrong with baseball and
put
softball.
Put me in, coach. She's a center fielder.
You should see this girl throw. You should see her. She could. Mm.
All right. Well, you gotta wait. You gotta wait. Okay. And she's from Richmond Hill High School. She's a softball player. She's a senior. She just signed to play at Charleston Southern University. Big time Division I scholarship for Adriana Garrett. And then we're gonna have a little substitution here, my man. Or our man, Kevin Catfish Jackson, he had a family engagement, couldn't come on today, so we're gonna fill it in. I don't see him yet, but we're gonna fill him in. The man himself, the man that runs the whole kit and caboodle here at ESPN Coastal, ESPN Savannah, ESPN Waycross, ESPN Brunswick, Charlie Kay. He wants to talk a little bit about high school football. All right, let's go to scoreboard, which we didn't get to do in the first hour. Remember, we're your source for Atlanta Falcons football, Atlanta Hawks basketball, Atlanta Braves baseball, and, of course, all UGA sports. Well, we'll go with pro football. The Falcons beat Dallas last week 27-7. They're on Monday Night Football. You can listen to it here, right here on ESPN Radio, also against the Seattle Seahawks at 8:30.
I got a lot of friends that are Seahawks fans. My friend Meredith from CrossFit, one of my co-workers at Beach High School, she's a Seattle fan. Miss Wade, ooh, that's gonna be fun.
But you're going to be a Falcons fan that night, right?
Maddie Ice. Baby, okay. Come on.
Only when they play New England, she turns her colors, okay?
That's right.
So, pro basketball, the Atlanta Hawks, believe it or not, they're 3-12, had a big win the other night against Sacramento. I think they beat them like 120-86. So, great job. Today's college slate, Savannah State, home at T.A. Wright Stadium against South Carolina State, 1 p.m. They're going for their third win of the season, last game of the season. Georgia Southern Senior Day up there at the pretty little stadium in the world, Paulson Stadium. They take on South Alabama at 3 o'clock. Georgia Tech travels to Duke at 3:30. They win. They're in the bowl picture. That means they'll be in a bowl. They're not in the college football championships. UGA, heartbreaking. When you make turnovers, your special teams breaks down. They got blown out by Auburn last week, but they're home between the hedges, senior day up there in Athens at 3:30 against Kentucky.
You know what? Sometimes you could learn more from a loss from a win. And, you know, they were primed for the picking. I didn't think that they would falter against Auburn, but WDE, you know, I've got one of my good friends, Elizabeth, she's a huge Auburn fan, went to Auburn, and she told me they're going to win. They're going to beat Georgia. They know how to do it. So
they sure did. So,
yeah.
All right, so UGA bounces back today. They're home against Kentucky. SCAD, we got to throw in some SCAD. They do have a full-fledged athletic program. This week's story was cycling. Their cycling team, yes, they have a bicycle team, a cycling team, competed in the cycle cross at King and Lees McRae Colleges at the King College. Grace Tinky, okay, and Abby Youngsworth placed second in the women's B and women's A races, respectively. In the men's, Nicholas Ramirez finished fifth, while Garrett Lucas and Rand Allison finished sixth and seventh. At Lees McRae, okay, the Bees finished with two top 10 finishes, two of which were wins. Youngsworth won the women's A race. Congratulations. Tinky, is that how I say it?
Tinky.
Tinky.
That's how
won the women's B, right? Tinky. That's why you're the English teacher. Ramirez, Lucas, Allison plays fourth, fifth, and seventh, respectively, in the men's B race, okay? And they're at the SCAD Atlanta Cyclocross Race today up in Atlanta. Okay, PGA Tour, Gene Sauer finished 22nd in the Charles Schwab Cup Championship. Not bad, 7-under. Brian Harman is playing at the RSM Classic in Sea Island. Can you imagine being tied for 33rd at 5-under and you're still 9 off the lead?
That's crazy. 5-under, really? Wow.
It's unbelievable.
What's the lead?
14-under with Austin Cook.
I would be 1,400 over.
Remember, next week we got the Savannah Invitational put on by the Savannah Sports Council. We got a bunch of colleges coming in. On the 21st and 22nd, we got the women's playing Stetson, Wright State, Florida, Richmond, Providence, and Savannah State. And then on the 24th and 25th, we got the men, Loyola College, UNC Wilmington, Valparaiso, Kent State. So we got that going on next week. Josh Reddick. They had a pep rally for him at South Effingham High School yesterday afternoon, honoring the 2017 Houston Astros outfielder. He's also got a grand opening. He's opening up a big field up there.
Yeah.
Josh Reddick Field of Dreams. That's today also. You got to call that man. You got to get his digits. Call him.
Yeah, I got to get those digits. Dial me some Josh Reddick. Get him on the show. So impressive.
Started with the Boston Red Sox. We can forgive him.
Yeah, that's right. He was with the A's for a while, too.
Then the A's, then the Dodgers.
Yeah, but you know what? I think he's clearly found a home in Houston, and how impressive to have a local kid make it big.
It's great.
Love it.
State honors in volleyball. The Georgia Volleyball Coach Association announced their all-state teams while we had the Class A all-state coach, Hannah Hunter, 2 years, 3 years in a row, state champion. Her players that made the Class A state team were Sarah Daniels, Basha, how would you say?
I'd say Paragini.
Paragini?
Sure.
Okay, well, it's Basha. I know it's Basha.
Let's bring her on.
Okay. And from Savannah Christian, we had Sam Zittrauer. In Class 2A from St. Vincent's, we had Dylan Herb. We had Lizzie Horn and Jessica Schwartz. Okay, let's go to the football scoreboard. We wanted to do this in the first hour. We got cut short.
They were rolling, the Blue Thunder. Rolling all over Robert Toombs Christian Academy, 21-0. State champs.
I say nothing. They got nothing.
Sure.
Okay, so they bounced back from a loss on October 6th, 35-21. Six out of the last 9 years, the GISA state champion. They'll get some bling later on. Hey, last year I was invited. Maybe they'll bring the coach and the Makos there.
Let's do it. We could go live.
We got to get Sussman to get
us
involved.
Come on, Sussman. Give me a call.
All right. In the Class A private schools, we had three teams go. The little team that could. The little engine that can. Savannah Country Day goes up to Mountain Pisgah and wins 20-17. Adam Bick, 54 carries, 300 yards, a touchdown. He came in. Melissa had a little family engagement when she first started on the show. She wasn't in here for Adam Bick. I call him the bus. That's right. He's just like Jerome Bettis. Just give him the ball. It's Bick right, Bick left, Bick up the middle, and they're going to the Elite Eight.
Bick front, Bick back. Bick can do it all. 300 yards, that's impressive.
Dennis Coyle, great job. Hawkins Pinder added two field goals, won a 54-yarder.
What?
So we have a kid that carried the ball 54 times to 300 yards, and we had a kick, and I made a 54-yard field goal.
That's NFL right there. I'm sure
Calvary Day School goes down 10-0 to Wesleyan, but comes back and wins 17-10. They shut him out after halftime. They did lose Thomas Carver for the game. Hopefully not for the rest of the playoffs. He was the starting quarterback. He was out for a while with an injury. Hopefully he'll come back. But Calvary Day School travels. They travel to Eagles Landing Christian, the defending state champ. They've won like 36 games in a row. They beat Savannah Christian last night 54-0. So, hey, you're there. Anything can happen, right?
Absolutely.
And one of the most impressive stories of the year, okay, Benedictine won their 27th straight game last night, 70-21. We won't even go into it. Yeah, that's right, 70-21. It wasn't a basketball game.
I was going to say, I looked at that. I thought that was a hoop score, but Benedictine, what can you say?
And then across town, this team has never done this before in school history. They've won back-to-back playoff games. Jenkins beats Cook County 35-34 last night. Amin Stevens scored four touchdowns, two in the fourth quarter, to lead the Warriors past the Hornets, who had beaten them 2 years ago in the first opening round playoffs. Jenkins was up 21-0. They wound up losing that game 35-21. Pretty impressive. But what gets me is nobody expected Jenkins to do this. They're 12-0.
I love it.
I mean, you just got to love the story. First-year head coach, Jason Cameron, from Jersey.
I got to love these Jersey boys, right?
So, but anyway.
Just I wonder if he talks like us.
He probably talks like us.
Let's bring him on. Let's bring everybody on.
Just come on on. It's the Coach of Makos. We'll talk to you about any sport you want to talk about. You want to talk about jump rope? You want to talk about a hopscotch? Ping pong. Yeah. Table tennis.
Love it.
How about pickleball?
You know what? I was talking to Mark Simons over at the Islands YMCA. We got to bring him on. I never heard of pickleball.
It's been around for a long time.
It's a cool sport.
It's very
I'm not very good,
it's,
but hey.
It's it's tennis on the basketball court. That's what it is. All right. Well, next up, we're excited about it. Another local athlete signing a college Division I college scholarship, and that's, of course, from Richmond Hill High School. Adriana Garrett had just signed to play at Charleston Southern last Friday night. So pretty impressive. This is going to be the Makos' turn to take over the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. It's all right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. Remember, we're streaming live, ESPNCoastal.com. We're on your smartphone, on the new ESPN mobile app, Savannah Hilton Head, and, of course, TuneIn Radio, and it's all here on ESPN Savannah Radio. Take us away, Cody.
Now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head. And, you know, this is always my favorite part of the show, and I know it's Melissa's now, too, even though she likes to do fitness first. Santa Claus.
Santa's here.
He's showing up already.
All for you, Adriana.
All for you, Adriana. But anyway, it's the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This young lady just signed a college scholarship or national intent letter to play softball at the university, Charleston Southern University. I'm getting distracted. We got Santa Claus in here. So Adriana Garrett from Richmond Hill signed with Charleston Southern to play softball. Now, here are this. This is unbelievable. Here are the stats that this young lady put up this year as a senior. She hit .394, three home runs, 24 RBIs, a .955 fielding percentage. She was all region, all state as a junior and senior. Just simply phenomenal. It's just a great story. And, you know, we hear about, Amanzi Numezi signed for Georgia, at Georgia. But, you know, there are other schools. There are other kids out there signing, and it's just something special. And she plays center field. She's been doing it her whole career. She can't wait to play a little college softball. Joining us now live in the ESPN Savannah Mall studio is Adriana Garrett. Adriana, it's all yours with the Makos.
I am so excited to have Adriana on our show, Carl, because I've known Adriana since she was a wee little softball player. And to see her not only matriculate from high school to college and playing softball and getting a scholarship, it warms my heart. I feel old, Adriana, but it's okay because I gave Adriana some softball lessons when she was getting going, and she's just taken and run from there. Adriana, thank you so much for joining us. First of all, talk a little bit about your senior year of softball and just what a great year you've had.
I guess senior year started, it was difficult. We had a lot of trouble, like family-wise, but I think it just made me better.
Made you stronger mentally.
Yeah.
What got you involved in softball? What was it about softball that you said, this is a sport that I want to play?
My mom taught at Savannah Christian, and she would make me play with all of her girls, and it was just fun, interesting.
And you've tried all the positions, too. Now you're a center fielder. I know you pitched outfield, first base, everywhere. What was it about the outfield that you said, this is where I'm home?
Well, I was at a camp at Coastal Georgia, and I got hit in the mouth and lost my teeth. So I didn't want to get hit in the mouth again. So I like the outfield the best.
One of the cool things about softball is I know you from softball lessons. I know you from travel ball, from high school ball. So much more goes into it than just getting out on the diamond with your high school softball team. Talk about all the hard work and dedication that you've put in over the years to get to where you are right now.
When I started it with you, I guess you were the first person who switched me around to the left side because I was faster.
Yes.
Then. And just from there, going to different batting instructors throughout the years, made it better. Going to each and every camp, each travel ball team that I had, just made me better.
Have you had a chance to look back and reflect on your 4 years at Richmond Hill High School and all that you've accomplished?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Nope.
When you said I switched you around to be a left-handed hitter, were you, I guess we've never really talked about this, but I saw in you something that I saw from a lot of girls that I played college softball with. When, let me just let our listeners know, when Adriana says she switched to left-handed, in softball there's something called slap bunting, and when you are a speedy little thing like Adriana and you go from the left side of the plate, it's quicker to first base, and Adriana was so fast that even though she could hit the ball out of the park from the right side, I saw that going from the left side, she would just be a special player. And slap bunters in softball are a rare commodity, and she was just so good at it. And so I switched her around to left side, and she just really blossomed from there, which is really, really cool. And now looking at her going to college and everything, it's awesome to see. What was it about Charleston Southern that you said, this is where I want to go to school?
It's just like where I live now. Yeah. Whenever my papa got cancer again, like, I guess from where I wanted to go, just changed so much. And if anything were to happen, I'm close enough to home to get home.
And Adriana, I know your family very, very well. You have a close-knit family. How important is family to you and in your decision-making to go to Charleston Southern? And just for life in general, how important was that family support?
Well, that's all I could ask for.
And your mom is here with us today. I love your mom. She is amazing. You said she was really your inspiration behind starting softball. What does your mom mean to you? And I, you know, sometimes it takes us a while as kids to appreciate our parents, but you and your mom have that special bond. What has that done for you?
I can't even describe what my mom means to me. She's just like me, so there are days that we go at it and stuff like that, but I wouldn't trade my mom for the world.
And Charleston Southern, academics first, of course. Talk a little bit about how you manage the time between your studies and sports.
Well, I guess, like before games, I would tell my coach if I have something to do for maybe math, because I'm not the best at math, I would go to an outside tutor and then go to, well, we wouldn't have to be at the field till 4:30, and it would end at 4 and stuff like that. So I would go to do whatever I had to do for school before sports.
Student athlete. I know Coach Angie Hummeldorf. I've known her for a while now too. When I told her I wanted to make you our athlete of the week, she was so excited because she's been with you for a while now. What does it mean for you to have that support also from your teammates? Because you can't be as successful as you are without having some support from your teammates and having them maybe push you a little bit.
Well, I don't know. My coach, yeah, she played a big part. I mean, me and her didn't get along last year very well, but this year it was totally different, and she was like another mom.
Yeah, sometimes we don't get along with our coaches when we're younger, and then we learn to appreciate them after all is said and done. I know you were a lot like me, batting practice, hitting practice, travel ball. Talk about your schedule. Last weekend, I know you were out of town. We wanted to bring you on last weekend, but it's a pretty packed schedule.
Yeah, well, if I had to say, like, the past summers, every weekend was softball. I didn't have anything else to do but softball. That's all that I've done for the past 15 years with softball, every single weekend. I mean, I love it and all that, but last weekend, yeah, that was cool. I got to play in the All-State game. I think that's the first weekend that I played since the season ended. But from the practices and all of that stuff, that's all I do is softball.
A lot of people would say, are you burnt out? But I know for me, I never burnt out of sports because of that passion and that love for it. Many people criticize how some people are just one sport oriented, but I know with you, in order to do what you do, you've got to love it.
Yeah, I do. I just don't like to travel. I like the game, but I hate to travel.
Yeah, I'm not a travel person either. I don't like getting on planes. Let's talk a little bit about what you expect when you go to Charleston Southern next fall. Obviously, playing softball in Georgia, we play in the fall. You will have a fall ball, and then you'll play in the spring. What are you expecting out of that kind of experience?
I don't know. I've never played when it's that cold.
It's that cold here. That's funny. What does your coach say to you? Are you going to start right away? You got to earn a spot? You going to play center field?
He says that I should start as a freshman. He's really nice. I do like him a lot. Like, he's probably one of the nicest coaches I've ever had.
And now you're only 2 hours away in Charleston, so that's pretty cool. I anticipate that your family is going to come and watch you and keep tabs on you. I want to get a little bit into that academic side of things. What do you want to do when you grow up, I guess? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I was looking at, like, real estate or home design, or that I want to work with children with special needs.
Children must be a special education teacher.
Yeah.
Be a teacher like your mom.
I don't know about that.
That's some big shoes to fill, Adriana. I'm really excited for you to go to Charleston Southern. We can't wait to follow your career, and can't wait to see where you go with it. Is there anything in your future in terms of softball that you're expecting at Charleston Southern that might be different from high school? Maybe, you know, lifting more weights, just being more focused on that collegiate level of softball?
It's going to be tougher. I'd rather play a harder competition than, since high school is just, I don't know.
It'll be more like travel ball.
I hope so.
What in terms of being recruited? I'm sure you were recruited by a bunch of coaches, but what was that process like for you?
Stressful.
Yeah.
Stressful. No, everything else, it was really far away, and I just didn't want to go that far. When my papa got cancer, I just didn't see a point of even looking at anything like that anymore.
It made you realize how close you were with your family and appreciate it a little bit more. Relief that you signed that letter of intent?
It hadn't hit me yet. I don't know.
When it hits you, you're going to be able to reflect on it and see everything that you've accomplished. And it's an amazing feeling, and you'll know when it hits you. But as for now, you're finishing out your senior year. What are you doing to prepare for college in terms of academics and athletics? Working out or taking a little bit of a break?
Well, when softball season started, I was going to a personal trainer, and I stopped because I was always really sore. So I would stop that, and I actually told my mom that I was going to start running this week because I know they run a lot.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I don't like to run.
You can run with me. I don't run. I jog. Come do the bridge with me December 4th. I think it's December 4th or December 2nd. The bridge. Come do the bridge run December 2nd.
Okay.
All right. We got a commitment from Adriana. Woo! I'm going to make her sign on it. All right. Carl's got your Wetherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week plaque. We're going to take some pictures. Adriana, it has been a pleasure to have you on the Coach and Makos. And like I said, I'm so excited for you and can't wait to see what you do at the next level with softball.
And like I said earlier, I mean, this was all about, and, you know, listening to Melissa get excited about a former play that she coached. That's what it's all about. Seeing these young kids grow up and get to the next level and hopefully big time, like some of the kids I've coached have gotten to the big time. It's just something special. And that's why for this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week from Richmond Hill High School is Adriana Garrett. Thanks for coming on, and the best of luck, and it's close that we can keep in touch with you.
Thank you.
So we might get you back on and ask you how your first year was.
Yes, we're going to bring her back on, even if it's over the phone. I'm so glad I got to see you after all this time. Been following your career. I'm excited for Adriana.
Great job. Adriana Garrett just signed to play at Charleston Southern Friday night. She's from Richmond Hill High School, and we got to thank the man who has sponsored this award since the first day that I started on air doing radio, Dr. Bart Wetherington. Your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can, Melissa.
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, right here in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pooler, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Well, we're waiting for Charlie Kay to come in, but Melissa and I, well, we always have something to talk about. We'll fill in. We'll probably talk Georgia Bulldog football,
Yes. Maybe
a little more high school football. You're listening to the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, all live on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. Cody, my man, do your thing. Go pay the bills.
More Carl DeMasi with Melissa Makos on ESPN WSEG.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. And, you know, we usually talk about Georgia Bulldog football. They're up between the hedges today against the Kentucky Wildcats at Senior Day. Tough loss last week, and my man Kevin Jackson had a family engagement, couldn't come on today. So, you know, family always comes first. So he'll be back. He'll always be back on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, Coastal, ESPN Coastal, because the man loves what he talks about, and that's Georgia Bulldog football. Plus, he's also a former coach, so coach my son. Love talking to the guy. But we got a pinch hitter, that's right. Like Lou Gehrig stepped in for Wally Pipp way back when. Well, Charlie Kay is filling in for the man himself, Kevin Jackson. And he's live right now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline. Charlie Kay, the man that runs the whole gig here at ESPN Coastal, Savannah, Brunswick, Waycross, you name it, he does it. Charlie, always a pleasure.
Carl, I am so happy that you could find a few minutes for me on your radio show. Your show is like Facebooked, like Mike and Mike or something.
Yeah, I wish it was that big.
And, you know, I don't know how I replace Catfish. That's impossible. But I'll do my best, Carl. I mean, there is no way that I can roll out a Georgia preview like Kevin can. There's nobody in America that can. And so I wanted to talk about books and ball.
All right, well, just to say something about Kevin Jackson so people know what goes on. This man is involved in Georgia football. He's there every Tuesday going to practice, seeing what Coach Kirby Smart's doing. He has a lot of connections up there. He loves Kirby Smart. He loves what's – I mean, it's always a great interview. But, you know, family obligations come first. And let's swing the table here and swing the tide here. And, Melissa, come on. I got Charlie Kay on the phone with us. And he wants to talk about a little special program that he has come up with Vaden of Hinesville, Vaden of Savannah, and that's called Books and Balls, where kids that are student athletes get a free SAT prep course. Charlie, meet Melissa. Melissa, meet Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing great, Melissa.
Oh, my gosh. This Books I'm and Balls say. Is amazing. Oh, talk to me about it. You know me. Well, maybe you don't know me as well as Carl does, but I am all about the books. I'm all about the academics. I always stress about these student athletes. Tell me about this Books and Balls thing that you guys got going on.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. The idea is we started 6 years ago trying to repair the reputation about our academics in South Georgia for our student-athletes simply because the brand of it was terrible. I mean, I will talk to college coaches all over the place, and they talk about all these great players that we had, right? And then the next thing that will come out of their mouth was, it's a shame none of them have any grades.
Right.
And I'm like, what the heck? So I sat and I watched this, and we involved our explosive football camps. And so those things started to take off. And you know, our coaches and like Carl and Dundee Dealworth with explosive sports training and stuff, these guys started to touch the kids, mentor the kids up. And as we found out, a lot of these kids want to get the extra instruction. So what I did is I went ahead with the great help of Jane Thatcher Vaden. I mean, we could not be executing this without Dan Vaden. That is a fact. And so once a month, we're offering free tutoring for our kids. And it's grades 9 through 12. And it's on Saturdays. And it's an awesome opportunity for the kids to help themselves. Look, we're providing the opportunity for the young people, and it's up to them to get there and take advantage of it. And so, you know, today we fired off in Savannah from 9 to 11, in Brunswick from 9 until 11, and then from 12 until 2 in Hinesville we're going at the Vaden Nissan in Hinesville. And so it's fun. It's awesome to provide the opportunity for the young people. But what's most awesome is watching the ones that are taking it seriously, that are showing up every single time, that are focused on taking advantage of the opportunity and helping themselves. That's what we're trying to do here, is we're trying to talk to our young people and have them assume some of the responsibility of college on their own shoulders. And so that means if you have the opportunity to get an athletic scholarship and you're a little bit short on your math or your English or whatever, then it's up to you to go get it fixed. And we're offering you that opportunity, young people, if you're listening. Reach out to us. Come to Books and Ball. Get better. That's
well,
what it's about, Melissa.
You're talking to two educators, and, you know, everybody says, oh, you know why someone goes into health and PE? Because they don't want to teach in the classroom. I teach in the classroom. I try to get these kids to learn how to write essays. But you're talking to a former college softball player, an English teacher. What does this mean to your kids, Melissa, when you tell them, hey, you know, there's a free SAT prep course? How do they react to it that, you know, ESPN and Dan Vader are doing this?
Well, you know, I have a poster in my in my classroom with the information, and they didn't have any idea about it because, you know, sometimes they're not exposed to it. So I feel it's my job to expose them to the opportunities that are out there for them. And you say the word free. And I mean, I want to take this course because I did terrible on my SATs, and I just try to explain to my students that, you know, education and athletics is like being a five-tool athlete. You know, hit, run, field, throw, and
catch.
And for me as an athlete, I had four of those tools academically and athletically. What I didn't have was the SATs, but the colleges were willing to overlook it. And I told my students, don't even give those colleges the opportunity to overlook it. Have all those five tools in line. And having an opportunity to take an SAT course, it is absolutely amazing because it's nothing that you could really teach them in class that is going to prepare them to take a test like the SAT or ACT. So, I mean, it's impressive, and I think it's important for them to take advantage of the opportunity.
Well, you know, it's a mission. And I'm taking it personal, and this is I'm excited about this. I love our 5K. We're doing an ESPN Diabetes 5K in February, and I'm really excited about that. But this Books and Ball, this is an awesome thing we're doing. And I just hope to goodness that the people around in South Georgia take advantage of the opportunity, because there's nowhere else in the country that their student-athletes are looked after like ours. And so there's a lot of people here that are working hard to make this opportunity happen. And so I just want to get the word out, Carl, and so I appreciate you giving me a few minutes on your show. I know how busy you guys are. You do a great job. But I wanted to get the message out to the parents. So, Mom and Dad, if you're out there listening, if you have a child grades 9 through 12 and they want to go to college and they're a little bit short on getting an athletic scholarship because they can't get that required score, send them to us, because we're going to do every single thing we can do to help your child, and it's not going to cost you a thing. And you need to thank Dan Beatty for that.
Well, Charlie, you know, your goal is to promote these kids. When you first came on, and, you know, you got ESPN Savannah rolling, it's just been all about the kids. And Kevin Jackson says that every week. He appreciates, he loves what we're doing here. And, you know, I got to, being an educator, and Melissa being an educator, you can't give anything more to a child than a free prep course to the SAT. All right, quickly, you got 2 minutes here now, buddy. I want you to turn your hat, because I know you love this kid, Javonte Middleton, and you're following the Jenkins Warriors really close. You were at the game. Give us the feeling. Give us the atmosphere. What went on over there?
I got to tell you what, man. Last night was so much fun. It was awesome. I was so proud of our city school, Jenkins High School. They played hard. Coach Cameron has done an amazing job over there with those young men. You know, I saw Javonte this morning at Books and Ball, and he's in there studying up hard. You know,
nice.
Javonte's got offers. He's qualified. He can go anywhere he wants, but the schools that he's thinking about going to take a little bit of extra push academically, and so he's there trying to get himself better. But last night, that was awesome. In the fourth quarter, when Cook got the ball back with a minute and 30 seconds to go, and they could go down there and tie it up, they didn't call timeouts or anything. It was crazy. Carl, you're a football coach. This guy did not kick it for overtime. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. The stadium erupted. It was awesome. I was so happy for the kids and for the community of Jenkins High School. This has never happened to them before, and the city needs to rally around them and Benedictin. Listen, BC might be the best football program in the United States. Who does what Danny's doing there? Nobody.
It's simply
Nobody
amazing.
Does. All right, now you got Jenkins on the public school side, and they are absolutely coming, man. They are very talented with great young people and great coaches. You know, it was just awesome last night. It's
simply amazing. You go back to that first pregame scrimmage, BC and Jenkins, and, you know, BC put a little number on Jenkins, but you never thought that these two teams would be 12-0 at this part of the season.
It's unbelievable. Hey, listen, Jenkins has got a running back, this Amin Stevens. And if you like the Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl, if you like beast mode, you need to check this kid out. I mean, I'm serious. He's 5'10". He weighs 230 pounds. He runs about a 4.6 40, and you cannot tackle him. I don't know how many yards he ran for last night, but he ripped off two long runs. And you know what? He runs over people. I feel sorry. Anyway, I'm quite the Jenkins Warrior fan, Carl.
And you know, I you're going to love this, because it's your man, Kevin Thomas, Biscuits and Gravy. He coined it the night we were doing the Jenkins game. How can you tackle a tree stump? It's very hard to tackle a tree stump, Charlie, and that's what Amin Stevens looks like to us.
It's unbelievable. Melissa, you should see this kid. I mean, he is as wide as he is tall, and he's always smiling.
Oh, that sounds like me.
He's just a happy kid. But you put the football in his hands and let him run between the tackles, and he's a P5 player.
Wow.
And I ain't lying. I mean, this kid could go to a big school and do that. Anyways, it was just a really awesome night for the whole city. I mean, two teams have won on. Also down in Brunswick, Glen Academy won. You know, look, 912 football, baby.
It's
yes.
big time.
We're talking about, Carl. We're doing things here.
You got it. In the 912.
912.
All right, we got to get out of here because you know the deal. We got to get to the commercial. But, Charlie, I know you say I'm part of the family and I feel part of the family. Melissa now is starting to get involved in this. But what ESPN Savannah, ESPN Coastal has done for this area as far as our athletes promoting our kids is simply a big kudos to you and the group down there for coming up here and doing this. And once again, God bless it. You know, like Kevin Jackson says, God bless it. ESPN Coastal, ESPN Savannah is doing this because you guys deserve a lot of credit.
And I appreciate that call. That's very kind of you to say, but it's been a collective effort. It's been Chad at Calvary, it's been Danny, it's been Don Chumley, it's been all the people in this community that have given us this push. Ken Trainer downtown, you, Don Henderson, all these people have aided and assisted us coming into a brand new city and trying to bring what we do. And we're entering our sixth year and it's going very well, but it's been a cumulative effort. I mean, it's been all hands on deck, and it's starting to time the trend. And so that's why this book's involved. Mom and Dad, get your kids out there. We need your kids out there. We need those kids to get into college. We need them to go play football, basketball, girls, volleyball, whatever it is. But we need them to have the confidence, though, that when they sit down to take that test, they know they're going to come out of there and be qualified. And right now, I don't think our kids in 912 are that confident.
All right. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day. I know you're running back down to Hinesville for Books and Balls. Keep us in touch. And once again, like I said, we're all doing a great job, and I appreciate the opportunity for me to be involved. Well, now myself and Melissa to be involved in this.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Go Dogs! And that's Charlie K. I mean, just a great guy. I mean, he's into his sports, but he's on the other side of this. He's promoting the kids. He's getting the word out there through social media, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, and he just loves what he does, and he loves the kids in the area. And I really appreciate him letting me come on, because when I was let go from my other radio conglomerate for walking the door, and I got 2 weeks to get out of there, they took me in right away, and I'm not perfect. I'm a novice. I just love what I do. I love doing it for the kids, just like watching you with Adriana Garrett a few minutes ago. It's all about the kids.
You know, it's really interesting because a lot of TV personalities and news personalities and radio personalities, a lot of times, you know, we have an agenda. And when I say an agenda, you know, we like to promote certain things. We like to promote ourselves. But for me, it was never about that. I never looked at myself as somebody on TV. I always looked at myself as, this is a position I'm in, and I'm going to use this position for others,
right?
You know, I'm all over my Facebook right now promoting this free SAT ACT class, because for me, I would want to take advantage of the opportunity that I've been given to be on this radio show, and I'm going to take that forum and that platform that I have now, and I'm going to use that to try and help others, just like what Jody Luther taught me. That
I mean, it's all for me, it's all about the kids, you know. While everybody says, well, you know, Carl Tomasi's on the radio because he went, I don't want to hear about Carl Tomasi.
I don't want to hear about
I'm not here about Carl Tomasi. I'm here about the good kids, just like, you know, Adam Bick and Jalen Leary and Adriana Garrett. I mean, it's about the kids, all right? I know we got to get out of here. We're not going to have time to end the show. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Coach and Makos on the Carl Tomasi Sports Report. Slow down, Coach. You're getting excited. And it's all right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. Hilton and Cody, before I bumble and stumble more, get me out of here.
Back to Carl Tomasi, the Carl Tomasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
You gotta keep them separated.
With Melissa Makos.
That's right, you heard it right. It's the Coach and Makos. Carl Tomasi, Melissa Makos. We just love doing this every Saturday morning. I know, I love it. You having fun doing it? I mean, it's almost 6 weeks now.
You know, as I was getting in my car this morning, I'm like, this is a job? Like, it's not, though. It's not. Like, this... that's what my dad and my mom always used to tell me. Find something you love to do because you're going to be doing it, you know, for the rest of your life. And I'm so appreciative that you brought me on this show. It's
well,
fun.
Like I said before, I know you're modest and you're going to get a little red in the face here. But when you came on for that one show and people just blew up my Facebook page, Twitter, you name it, I don't have Snapchat, Instagram. I mean, I knew it would be a hit. And it's something special for me, too, because I'm not sitting here by myself now. And I got a different perspective. I mean, I got a person that worked in social media before she chose to do what I've been doing my whole life, to be a teacher. So quickly, we told these guys that just walked by. We're live. Come by. It's in the ESPN radio studio right here in Savannah Mall. You'll see the big guy, the big dummy, and the beautiful mannequin right here. We're talking about what's going on, and they're having the a little WHK Senior Memorial Foundation, some kind of
stomach cancer walk. Mm-hmm.
Upstairs, they got tents set up. They got vendors up there. Come by and see. Savannah, I didn't know it was stomach
cancer
awareness month.
Yeah, Laps for Life. Come on down to the Savannah Mall.
All right, quickly. We usually do this with Kevin Jackson. Georgia against Kentucky. Big blowout last week on the plains out there in Auburn. I'm going to big time. I think Georgia will be back to where they were. I think it's going to be like a 45-7 game.
1 million. To nothing. Yeah, it's going to be a big score. It's going to be an Xbox score, I think.
So
you want me to give a score?
Go ahead. You got to got to do this for Kevin now.
54.
Wow.
12.
Wow. 54-12. Yeah. So it's pretty exciting that we usually have our Bulldog Talk with Kevin Jackson. Couldn't be here today. Family obligations. We had Charlie K step in. Books and Balls. Quickly. I know we got about a minute ago. It's near to dear heart to get these kids ready for their SAT scores.
Yeah, I just posted on my Melissa Mako's Facebook page. So go check it out. There's a phone number on there to reserve your spot. Do it, do it, do it. It's a free SAT, ACT prep course. It can't hurt. It can only help. And it's free.
It's free. That's key. And, you know, me being a college coach, you being a college, former college student athlete and coaching too, the coaches know when you have God's gift that you could play a sport. But the first thing they're going to ask me, the first thing they're going to ask your coach or your teacher is how your grades and what type of person
Absolutely.
You are. And you got to have that SAT score. I'm sorry to say, but it has to be that way. Well, the 2 hours always flies by. It's even flying by quicker now that you're here.
Yeah.
It's always a lot of fun. And Cody, down there in the back room.
Thank you.
Great job, buddy. I know the first hour was kind of tough, but we got it straightened out. And remember, every Saturday morning from 9 until 11, you can listen to The Coach in Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. And we are your source for Savannah area sports. We're not as in-depth as some of the other people. We have a lot of fun what we're doing. And remember, until next weekend, until we see you again or hear you again, may it be best week ever.
Have a great weekend and go watch some football and go Dogs.
Go Dogs. We're out of here. Melissa, always a pleasure. Have fun.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.